Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for our podcast. Today's podcast, we are talking to the folks from Revion, and I don't know if you guys know, but maybe you've seen me wearing my Revion red light hat. We are talking to two amazing people from Revion, Amy Keyes. She's the Vice President of Healthcare Sales at Revion, and we are also talking to John Oakley, the Chief Executive Officer and Director at Revion. So they're an aesthetic medical tech company. They specialize in red light LED therapies for hair and skin rejuvenation. And both of them are so knowledgeable. I think you're gonna really enjoy this podcast if you're not yet already using LED red lights for hair, skin, and other applications. There's so many reasons why. So welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you, Dr. K.
So, John, what kind of has been your trajectory? What attracted you to Revion to join, and have you been doing over there with your leadership and directing new directions for the company?
Well, what attracted me to the business, quite frankly, was the science behind the product that Revion has. And that's one of the thing we talk about most often with Revion is the science behind the product, behind the red light, the wavelengths that we chose. And I feel like it really differentiates the product in the industry and in the marketplace. And that's what attracted me to the company itself. And since then, I've tried to add the right people because that's always so important in the company, and been working through that. And frankly, the company has been growing quite a bit in the last several years, and we're excited to bring this therapy to your practice and to other practices around the country to help people with hair loss.
That's exciting. And Amy, how long ago did you join the company?
It is almost exactly my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are committed to talking about androgenic alopecia and using the Revion Red system. You've seen some really amazing results. One of the reasons I gravitated towards using your hat and recommending it for patients is really literally because of the before and after pictures and the FDA approved indication for the light for hair follicle stimulation. Can you talk about the technology? What's in your, what should consumers look for in a red light therapy? And how does
Absolutely.
it fulfill that?
Okay. So we have a lot of patents around the cap, over 60. So there's many features of this cap that you simply won't get with other caps. And we'll talk about some of those patents, but far and away, the most important patent is the combination of wavelengths of light that the cap emits. So our cap emits 660 nanometer red light and 620 nanometer orange light in combination. It's dual wavelengths. The vast majority of other caps are emitting 650 nanometer red light or 680 nanometer red light. But we found that the 620 and 660 combination are the most effective for prompting those biochemical reactions in the scalp that promote hair growth.
And what can patients expect to see when they start using red light? How long do you think it takes for visible results?
So one of the things that really excited me about this cap is how quickly patients start seeing results. Other modalities that I've had experience with typically would educate patients, wait 4 months before you even know if it's working, before you even see anything. We have some patients that report results as quickly as 2 weeks with the Revion cap. Now that's certainly on the faster side, but by about that 2 month mark, almost all patients are seeing some positive improvement. I can tell you personally, after my husband used the cap for 2 months, we had a neighbor that asked him if I got him another hair transplant. It was that dramatic.
Wow, that's great. And John, you have been instrumental in getting this newer version of your red light cap launched. What's different and better about the new improved red light cap?
So we did a couple things. One, we upgraded the LEDs themselves. So with all technologies, they evolve over time, and we believe that the LED technology is the best for this application. We upgraded those, and then we also upgraded the lens itself. So within the device, you can see inside there's a plastic lens inside that helps diffuse the light, which helps one bathe the scalp, make sure there's even coverage across the scalp. It also helps believe it or not, it helps with the penetration. So by forming the light waves as they come through into a cone shape, it helps the penetration through the scalp. So those are the two primary changes that we made in the device, both of which we believe have upgraded it quite significantly.
I think consumers out there don't know exactly, and maybe you can go over to the mechanism of how red light is actually going to get in there and make hair follicle more healthy, or
Absolutely.
the
So,
skin for that matter, too.
right. So the primary mechanism of action is that the light, red light, orange light, they cause the body to generate nitric oxide, which is a molecule our bodies use for all sorts of things. Everything from dilating blood vessels to reducing inflammation has to do with modulating the opening and closing of the esophagus, all sorts of things. It has to do with pathogen control. So all light is generating the nitric oxide, and we have found that this combination is generating more nitric oxide than other combinations of light. We did extensive studies on the specific wavelengths themselves, and that's what we feel like makes the difference here. What that nitric oxide that's being generated by the cells is doing is a couple things. It is naturally reducing inflammation, which is important for a lot of people with hair loss symptoms. It is also improving the blood circulation in the scalp itself. Those two things are primarily making a healthier scalp for your hair regeneration. And then lastly, nitric oxide reduces the production of a molecule, dihydrotestosterone. What happens in the body is that a molecule, a 5-alpha reductase molecule, binds with testosterone to create dihydrotestosterone, or DHT for short. That molecule then, once it gets to the scalp, it shrinks hair follicles. Effectively, for the lay people that are on the call, it effectively chokes out the hair follicles, is what it does. Now, nitric oxide binds with the same place in testosterone that 5-alpha reductase would want to. So nitric oxide effectively gets in the way of the production of the DHT, preventing it from form. In fact, we've run studies in human skin that indicate that using these two wavelengths of light naturally blocks 79% of the DHT production, where some pharmaceuticals that are available for that explicit purpose only block 38% in the same cell line. So, you've got more efficacy here through that nitric oxide generation, creating a healthier scalp, which then also benefits any other therapies the doctor may think are necessary. And Dr. K, I know you believe in stacking therapies for hair loss. And by having that healthier scalp, that healthier landscape, if you will, those other therapies can then even work with more efficacy than stated.
I think that's so revolutionary. I don't think we've ever had anyone in this past year. This is the first year I've heard of people talking about red light changing DHT levels in the scalp. So that's really new and fresh, important data. And especially given, people who don't want to take pharma therapy like minoxidil or finasteride or dutasteride, like now you have another option. And some people are trying to get pregnant, or they may still be in childbearing years, or women in specific don't want to take finasteride or dutasteride. So what a great option for that.
And
And I want to add.
sorry, Amy, but that lends back to why I said I joined the company to begin with, which was the science behind it. And our discovery in DHT, in fact, was just in this past year that we
Yeah,
discovered.
this is all new information, so I'm really excited. Where is that published? Did you guys publish that already?
We did publish it in the Journal of Biophotonics. So that manuscript is available there. I think it was the December edition that it was published, but it's available on the website.
Okay, this is why we have to talk about it, because we're not subscribed to that journal. We're not
You're
biophysicists.
not. If you go to Revian.com, we've linked all the science.
Yeah, amazing. And Amy, you were going to say something too. What did you have?
Oh, yeah. Well, so what I was going to say about the DHT stuff is, right, there are other ways, there are pharmaceuticals that will lower DHT, but they work on a systemic level. For someone with hair loss, in relation to the hair loss, the DHT is only problematic in the scalp. And so I love that it's a local solution for a local problem as opposed to a systemic solution for a local problem, which obviously brings up other concerns.
It's so true. Many men and women report that finasteride or dutasteride will give them reduction of libido, or they just don't feel like themselves. They don't have the drive, because you need a little bit of the testosterone running through you to have that ambition and libido and all of that. So for people who don't, who are symptomatic or they have side effects on pills, this is a great alternative. Can you give some numbers as to like percentage of hair growth or hair diameter change that you can see in patients who use your red light cap versus people who don't use red light?
Yeah, so the average participant in our clinical trial had an increase of 26.3 hairs per square centimeter on the scalp, and that's huge.
That is huge. Yeah. So very
In fact,
noticeable.
the next largest was 16.7 hairs per centimeter squared was the next largest in comparative to other products that are available, other therapeutics that are available on the market. So not only a 60% increase in the hairs per centimeter squared, but we also did it in 16 weeks versus 26 weeks, which is most how most of it is measured. So you got more hair in less time using this device. Goes back again to the natural processes that are happening, right? With the red light causing the natural processes, making that scalp healthier in addition to the actual activity around the follicles themselves.
And talk a little bit about consumers who are getting, maybe inferior devices on Amazon or Costco or wherever they're shopping. How should a consumer look at a device and how do they know they're getting quality versus crap?
Okay, so I want to say with the FDA cleared devices, red light therapy works. I've personally worked with it since it was first FDA cleared back in 2007. Red light therapy does work. This device just works better. It's those unique wavelengths that just do a better job of targeting those processes that are going to create a healthier scalp environment and get at the cause of the thinning, which is the DHT. The way that other devices work is they are also anti-inflammatory. They will also stimulate blood flow to the hair follicles, but they don't eliminate DHT like the Revian device does. Something that sets this device apart too, because we do feel so strongly about our science. We know how well it works if only the patient will use it. We offer 100% money back guarantee. And that's pretty rare. Actually, we've researched a lot of other devices and we can't find anyone else who doesn't charge a restocking fee, but ours is truly 100% money back. So anybody who purchases our device, if after 6 months of usage they don't feel that they've gotten the results that they wanted, so long as they've been at least 80% compliant with that 10-minute treatment every day, 100% of their money back, no questions asked. So it really takes the risk out of purchasing Revian, whereas something that you might buy on Amazon or off the shelf somewhere isn't going to come with that reassurance.
You know, Dr. K, I would also suggest to patients or consumers that are looking at products to really think about their lifestyle, right? You've got the products that are either handheld or you got to sit plugged into the wall for a power source. Think about your day, how you can best utilize a device into your just daily routine, right? Are you really going to sit there and move a brush 5 to 10 seconds or something, or do you just want something that you can utilize and bring into your routine so that you can multitask? So think about what you're really trying to do in addition to everything Amy said. Mine's a little bit more ground level, right? But that FDA clearance has got to be there. Is the company really truly standing behind its product with a money back guarantee? And do they have the science to back up what they're suggesting and what they're selling you they do?
I think the habits is the most important thing because I've tried many red light devices in my 20 years of experience, and including the combs and including other type of, devices. But I think reading my email, wearing the hat is the easiest thing. And actually, when I throw it on my head at night and then my husband looks up, he's like, "Can I have that after you?" So that's been nice too, to be able to put two pieces on there. Because just to, and it's sitting right there by your desk by your computer, so they're like, it's easy. I've got to do more than 10 minutes of email every single night of my life, so it's gonna be fine.
Speaking of the usability that John just mentioned, and I talked about the patents, I think it's also worth mentioning, especially for females, that something we patented with Revian is the coverage area. So it covers the entire back of the scalp as well as the sides. Because that's patented, no other cap can offer that level of coverage. The rest of them, if it's not a handheld comb, will just sit on the top and crown of the head. By covering virtually the entire scalp, we can treat the entire scalp, which is super important because females when we experience thinning, it's typically that global diffuse thinning as opposed to being concentrated right here. So,
Do you have specific studies for female pattern balding as well, like in, androgenic alopecia for women in the frontal central crown area?
our clinical trial was a mix of females and males. It was about 50-50. So, and that average, the 26.3 hairs per square centimeter held true across both genders. We've also been involved in a study with Wake Forest looking at autoimmune hair loss from CCCA. And we saw great results with that, with the CAP. Phase two should be published here shortly.
And CCCA is circumferential cicatricial
Alopecia.
alopecia. Okay, I'm not a
Yes, you got it.
dermatologist,
Yep.
but I'll pretend to be one. But,
And that was exclusively a female population with that study.
oh, very nice. And does the red light affect nitrous differently in men and women, or it's the same exact mechanism of testosterone blocking the conversion to DHT?
The same for both. The
Same.
biology is the same, and as well, improving the circulation, reducing the inflammation, all that is the same, male and female.
Interesting. And then, do you guys have new products in development coming? What are you looking forward to launching coming up, if anything?
We're always researching. We're always looking at different wavelengths. We're always looking at different things. So, I don't want to peel back too much, but yeah, we do have some things that we're pretty excited about that we're working through right now. So yes, we are
Do you have
always going to be innovating.
a skin application as well? And patients have asked me to grow their eyebrows with red light. So we need like a little pair of glasses that, treats the eye area for lashes and hair and eyebrows.
That is something we've looked at as part of a combo therapy, but that is something, and again, we're always innovating, so we're excited about bringing new products. And that's one of the things that excites me about the company, and I get most excited about is when we start talking about new products and new technology.
Interesting. And I've read some articles too in terms of like red light stimulating the mitochondria of the cell and level of mitochondrial health. Can you dive into that?
Yeah, so that's traditional red light therapy. It's one of the ways that it works is it activates the mitochondria and raises the cellular energy. So it stimulates hair growth. There's no reason to think this wouldn't work in the same way, but the primary mechanism of action, the increasing nitric oxide, is frankly a stronger mechanism of action.
I see. That actually excited me more because I think turning on mitochondrial health for the cells is where everything starts to break down and degrade when we don't have enough cellular energy to power the DNA repair mechanisms of the hair, or that's when hair starts to thin and fall. So I was excited to read about that. I think that this is super exciting. Would you recommend using red light therapy in conjunction with PRP to the scalp or exosomes or some of the other therapies that are out there? Like, is it an additive effect? Does it boost your results from getting procedures done?
Absolutely.
Sorry, Amy, go ahead.
With really any modality, the more you can do, the better. Stacking is always great. A lot of our providers have related that when they introduce Revian along with their exosomes or PRP program, their patient retention increased greatly. So folks would renew those programs and continue buying the exosome-based products because of how well these things work in conjunction with each other.
And then I would assume that's also the case for hair transplant. Like I for my patients, I recommend before and after any intervention to use the red light. Like before to boost circulation, blood flow, and vitality, and then after to improve the healing and boost the results. But I imagine for transplant patients, it's also game changing.
Absolutely. So, yes, that's advice that we hear from a lot of our hair transplant surgeons that we work with is they have a protocol where they require their patients to wear the cap prior to the procedure because it minimizes graft loss. It helps those donor grafts to be as healthy as possible going into, frankly, the trauma of being transplanted. So they like it for that, but then they also like it for the healing and regrowth process after the transplant, because they find that it puts those patients a little further along in the healing and regrowth versus doing nothing. And every hair transplant doctor will tell you, at least all the ones I've worked with, that you should always be doing preventative because of the progressive nature of hair loss. And it's a great preventative for keeping the rest of the hair.
Well, I'm hoping within our lifetimes we're going to uncover all the molecular mechanisms of how to stop the hair from graying and how to stop the hair from thinning. So excited in our office this year. We're doing a wonderful protocol, My Hair Hero, and running a study on that. We're having really great results with hair follicle, with hair growth from an injectable. But I love the concept of, boosting these results using red light therapy as well. I think that's so important to encourage the blood flow. Microcirculation to the scalp is critical, I think. If people are out there interested, what's the best way to reach out or start using Revion or selling it through their offices? I want more people to know about this great technology.
Oh, well, thank you. So a provider can go to our website and there's an inquiry form. It'll put you right in touch with me and we can talk about how you could integrate Revion into your practice. For a consumer, go to revion.com. You'll see all your options. All of our science is there. We would love to help you.
Yeah, I encourage people who are thinking about getting a red light cap, like, don't just go for the little cheapy baseball cap. We've seen it, especially if you're a woman and you want the full coverage. And definitely look at the dual lights and go and look at the before and after pictures. They're very convincing and they're the FDA studies and approvals. And yeah, check it out. I'm always learning more about hair follicles and in the practice, we're using exosomes these days. We're using platelet-derived growth factor, as well as a combination of amino acids, nutrients, peptides, and the things that we need to give like that beautiful environment for hair to grow. But one thing you really need is almost like in a garden, you put the right light in the sun, and it really helps things to grow. So, and you guys can use my discount code too. It's Dr. K Hair, DRKAY Hair, for Revion. I highly recommend it. And I think this is really truly a scientific recommendation because there's so many things I can recommend, but this is the one I've chosen.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah,
Thank
you're
you.
so welcome.
And your discount code is actually better than any specials we're running on our website. So that is an exclusive discount.
Okay, good. That's
Yeah.
great. Well, it's a good investment. And that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to check out Revion at their site or maybe run into them at AmSpa and think about it for your hair health. I'm probably going to use one for my whole life. I think it's simple and easy and it really works. And you got to have your crowning glory. And don't forget to check me out at my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's hair and faces. And our website is the same as beautybydrk.com, where you can find our amazing products. And reach out if you have any questions at all. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.